Valentine's Day again?
Yes.
It is. Well, eventually it will, yeah. Anybody got anything to add to that?
Yes.
Not a soul, huh?
No. I don't think you're that old to know that it's not anywhere near Valentine's
Day. It's not Valentine's Day. What do you think the holiday coming up is by the decorations we have in here, then?
Christmas.
Thanksgiving, Christmas.
It's 3 months.
I think it's Thanksgiving.
Well, we have three months before Valentine's Day.
What? Yeah, it's about 3 months till Valentine's Day, but Thanksgiving's this week. So anyway, I like to do puzzles. So while we were gone on vacation, I had this word seek puzzle thing going on, and one of them was Thanksgiving. And it was the Thanksgiving top 10 list. And it had some really good things on it, but it got me to thinking how grateful I am and how thankful I am for all the good things in my life. So I made my own list, and I did make a copy of this for you guys. You can take it home with you and make your top 10 list. But I found it really difficult to come up with just 10 because I am so blessed that I had way more than 10 things that I am grateful for. But I tried to narrow it down to things that I was the most grateful for. And one of them, probably at number 10, was my work, my job. Now, most of you would say, now, that's not really something to be thankful for. But I love my job. It's a good place to work. It helps me to pay the bills, and
yeah,
it gives me a chance to tell others about Jesus.
Yeah, it actually does.
So I am thankful for my job.
You work at like a university or something?
I do. I work at the university.
I was about to say, what? Mm-hmm.
And I like it.
Yes.
So I'm thankful for my job.
Yes.
I'm also thankful for my house.
Yes.
I have a nice house to live in, a roof over my head,
yes,
and a place where I can be with family and friends.
Yes.
And cook.
Yes.
Which brings me to the next thing I'm thankful for, which is the food that I have to eat.
Yes.
Yes. And, you know, a lot of people don't have the food that I have to eat. And I am thankful to God for giving
yes
me that food and being able to share it sometimes.
Yes.
Yes. I'm thankful for the clothes that I have.
Yes.
And more importantly, the closets to put them in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because I tend to need a lot of closets.
Yes.
Poor Steve doesn't have many closets.
How can you have
yes
closets? Do you just have a closet?
No, I have more than one.
Yes.
But we won't talk about how many that is.
Yes.
But I'm thankful for the clothes that I have because I know there's a lot of people that don't have
yes
things. Did your grandmother say to say yes all day?
Yes.
Okay. I am very thankful for my church and my church family.
Yes.
Yes. Because they give me strength each
yes
and every day. I'm thankful for my teachers.
Yes.
The teachers that I had from the time I was in elementary school and junior high and high school and college.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful for all the people that are in my life that teach me something.
Yes.
I still learn every day
yes
from someone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I am thankful for my friends, all the friends that I have that are always there to
yes
support me and be with
yes
me.
Yes.
And make me happy.
Yes, yes, yes,
yes. I'm thankful for my parents.
Yes.
Who are in Florida, by the way, and sent me a text
Florida
this morning to tell them that they miss you.
Florida?
Yeah, they're in Florida. Yes.
Oh, I was going to guess they said something like,
hello. And it's 85 yes degrees, so they said to tell you that too. But I'm thankful for Steve, for my husband.
Yes.
And my dog and my cats and my bunny rabbit.
Yes.
That give me love
yes
unconditionally every
yes
day.
Yes, 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 yes.
And the number one thing I am thankful for is Jesus. I am thankful that at a point in my life I gave my heart to Jesus.
Yes.
and that I can talk to Jesus and talk to God every day, and he listens and he hears my prayers. Yes.
Yes.
I am thankful.
Yes.
That he takes care of me.
Yes.
Gives me hope.
Yep.
In the future.
Yep.
Faith for the day.
Yep.
Courage, peace, that shalom that Pastor Kyle talked about.
Yep.
Wait, did you say shalom?
Shalom.
Isn't that Jewish?
It's Hebrew.
Oh, right. I know it's a good one.
Yeah. And I am thankful for each and every one of you. That is my top 10 or 11 or 12 list.
Yes.
And I pray that each and every day we think about our top 10 things we're thankful for. Because, you know, if we do that, we don't have time to think of the things that we're not thankful for in our life. And God blesses us every day with things that we are thankful for. And we can share those things with others who aren't. So this Thanksgiving, let's share God's peace, God's shalom, and God's blessings with everyone. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, you bless us each and every day. Help us to count our blessings, Lord, to think of ourselves out in the world, giving to others through the peace and the love that you give to us. Be with us as we go about this week, this Thanksgiving, with the blessings that you give to us. Help us to be ever grateful. In Jesus' name, amen.